This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so the Giants, this is, you know, one of the tough games that they've had. You know, their schedule is, I mean, the way they're playing, they still could win. There's still a lot of wins out there for them. I mean, we could be talking about them in December with an opportunity at a playoff spot. But, I mean, think about after these two tough games, the Packers and the Ravens.
Yes.
Then they face, well, they go to Jacksonville, and they've been playing a hell of a lot better.
Oh, Jacksonville's fine. I mean, they lost the first game, won the next two, lost last week to a tough Philadelphia team. You know, that's just a young quarterback that's, you know, got to grow up. He's, you know, he fumbled four times last week against Philadelphia in the pocket and trying to make extra plays. He's going to be fine. They're going to be fine. That is a good, young, solid football team. That's a team that I think has a real chance of winning their division.
All right, you want to do a win-loss here, the Giants, next couple of weeks? Packers in London.
Loss.
Home to the Ravens.
Loss.
At the Jaguars.
Loss.
All right, so that's three straight losses, so we're talking about 3-4 at this point.
Yep.
At the Seahawks.
Geno Smith maybe is completing 77% of his passes right now.
Yeah.
He's playing unencumbered. He's the starter. He's not going to lose his job out there. And he's having fun.
Giants at Loss! Wow, all right, 3-5. Texans at Giants.
Win.
4-5. Lions at Giants.
Loss.
Wow. 4-6. Giants at Cowboys.
Loss.
4-7. The Commies at the Giants.
Win.
5-7. Eagles at Giants.
Loss.
5-8. Giants at Commies.
Loss.
Oh! 5-9. Giants at Vikings Christmas Eve.
Oh, it's Christmas Eve. That's got to be a win because Kirk Cousins can't win on in prime time.
It's not prime time. It's a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Oh, that's a loss.
5-10 we got now. Frank Reich and his Colts traveling to MetLife on New Year's Day.
That's a loss.
5-11. And then Giants at Eagles.
If the Eagles need to play anybody. They may have home field wrapped up by then.
Yeah.
And then what would really be interesting, let's say the Giants, if they beat the Eagles, another team gets into the playoffs, and they decide to play their backups. Kind of like what Doug Peterson did.
Nate Sudfeld.
Nate Sudfeld, yes.
All right, so we got a win or a loss in that last one.
Right now, I'll say a loss.
Okay, so 5-12.
Yeah.
5-12. They're 3-1 now.
What was their over?
Seven. But I think they could beat the Commies twice, and I think they could beat the Lions at home. So they get to that number.
So you've got them going 2-11 the rest of the way. And people yell at me that I'm on the Giants.
Yeah, well, just
2-11 the rest of the way?
I mean, they can't score.
I mean, you're telling me they can't steal points, a game here or there?
How many points are they going to score in London this weekend?
13.
Right. I mean, they just cannot score. They beat bad teams.
Yeah, I know they beat bad teams, but 2-11 the rest of the way? I mean, you know, give Brian Daboll some credit here. Saquon's playing well. I mean, you're telling me you can't beat the Commies at Washington?
Maybe they'll trade Saquon and take your advice.
You know, I don't know. They could go in there and beat him on Christmas. They probably will. Daniel Jones will throw 7 touchdowns in that game and run for 2 more.
To who?
Do you
realize how devoid this
Kadarius Toney will be a Pro Bowler by that point?
You realize how devoid of talent this team is.
You know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I know.
I'm the number one Giant fan target. They hate my guts because I'm all over their team.
I understand that they've won these games and it's great, and I think it's good for, you know, Brian Daboll to get off this, you know, get it going this way. Now Daniel Jones is hurt again.
Yep, he is. I just think with the way that they played, I mean, 2-11 the rest of the way is kind of rough. They're 3-1 right now. They did go to Tennessee and win.
They did.
You know, I mean, just get them, you know, have them steal a game here or there. Tell me they can't go to Jacksonville and win?
No.
No way?
No.
No shot?
No.
You telling me they can't beat the Lions at home?
There's always a chance, of course. I mean, and if I were on the team, I'd think that I could win every game. That's the way you got to think. If you're one of them, but if you want to try to be realistic ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And if we're sitting here right now and we're looking at the teams the way they're set up right now, which could be totally different by the time the Giants play them, and things could change drastically when they get there.
Yeah, I mean, you could, of course. I mean, you have. I mean, Drew Lock could be playing in that Seahawks game, and Geno Smith could be hurt.
Hey, Geno Smith and Jared Goff are playing great right now.
Yeah, oh, I know. Which is
you want about them, and I don't really care. You know,
Goff's gotten the more respect than Geno, and he took a team to a Super Bowl, for crying out loud. He's number one overall pick.
But I'm just saying, like, the proof is in the performance, and the guys are performing. And Geno's kind of resurrecting his career. This means he's going to be around for another 5 or 6 years.
You hear that, Giants fans? Have your fun now, because Boomer's got your team going 2-11 for the rest of the year. Two more wins. So we'll tell you the two wins that they're going to have. They're hosting the Texans, if you want to buy your tickets now. They're hosting the Texans on
and the Commies.
The 13th. So November 13th, you can watch a win. And then they host the Commies on December 4th, if you'd like to see the two wins. They're both home games. So Boomer's two win predictions for the Giants. Texans November 13th and the Commies December 4th, both at MetLife.
Their offense is just...
Yeah, that's an atrocity. But I just think, I mean, the coaching staff is so much better than we've seen so far.
I'm not saying that they're not a good coaching
staff. They'll squeeze out another win.
But Joe Shane is in the middle of trying to figure out who's staying and who's going and manipulating the roster and bringing new guys in, figuring out who the long-term answer is going to be, a quarterback, and, you know... And here you go, Daniel Jones is hurt again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.